Yeah, we opened up the forbidden folder this morning. Been talking private investigators, PIs, speaking to people who've hired them in the past. Very exciting because Ben and Bell were joined by a real-life Melbourne private investigator now. Gavin is his name. Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
Hi, guys. How you going?
Very good, thank you. Gav, how long you been a PI for?
Oh, I've been going on nearly 15 years now.
Wow. Is this something you do where, like, you're a cop and then you pivot into PIing, or did you just get into PIing out of school?
Oh, a lot of guys do. They get sick of all the paperwork in the police, and then they move into private investigations.
Yeah, you'd be a bit more of a rogue.
No paperwork. Yeah, that's concerning.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
A lot of civvies as well.
Sorry, Gavin. Yeah. So what's the we spoke to a caller before who said that they called a PI because they thought their partner was cheating. Is that the main thing that you get called for?
It's probably about 70% of our work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the majority of it's cheating partners, but that's what we try to target because there is another side of it, which is kind of the more boring side, which is the workers' compensation insurance side.
Yeah, of course. Oh. Yeah, people doing the dirty on their workplace.
Like, is that like the other like 30% or is that like 20%?
Oh, no, there's a lot of that. It's more run by the insurance companies. So it's the really big PI firms that have the contracts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. I didn't realize that. So if you're on, say, WorkCompo, companies will hire PIs to make sure they're actually injured and not just playing golf.
Absolutely. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
I didn't know
that. And so a lot of your job is it spent, you know, on the stakeouts in the car with the long lens, and then your job's pretty much done if you capture that person, you know, either cheating or they're skipping around, you know, kicking the footy if they've got a back injury, or is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, with the insurance work, they want to try and get multiple times because the more evidence they got, the better it is.
Yeah,
and it doesn't usually end up in court. They just tell the person, say, "Hey, we've caught you doing this and that, and we're cancelling your insurance policy." Whoa. And they go, "Well, hey, you've got the evidence."
Yeah,
I'd love to know. Like, you know, I know this is a bit of a weird question, but what are you wearing right now, Gavin? Because I imagine you're in like a Hawaiian shirt, and then, you know, you might have a moustache, and there's a bit of a trench coat, and you know, you're
trench coat, the top hat.
Hang on,
do you think he's wearing a trench coat over his Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, just a real card, you know, like.
Well, the good thing about a PI, you don't know they're a PI, right?
Yeah. So you're just wearing like a t-shirt.
Mate, I'm in jeans and a black T-shirt.
Oh, like, sneaky.
You wouldn't even know I'm a PI. I just blend in.
Yeah. Have you ever worn a disguise, Gavin? A full disguise?
Well, what we do is we have a change of clothes. So if you're out somewhere and this person sees you a few times, you can race back your car and you put a jumper on or put a cap on. You know, whatever.
You look like the same guy in blue jeans and a black shirt, but you're wearing a hat.
Cannot be him.
You know, like in your earlier days of private investigating, has anyone, like, be honest, has anyone ever called you out? Like, kind of like as Ben said, have you like been sitting at a cafe and you sort of like got the eye holes cut out in a piece of paper and they're like, dude, I know someone's paying you to, like, have you ever been sprung before?
I'd be lying if I said no.
Yeah.
So what happens if someone, like, are you following me? Is that it?
Well, it was a Friday afternoon at a bar, you know, below one of the high rise buildings.
Yeah.
And my mate happened to work in the building. And I said, "Hey, I'm doing a PI job and I need someone to come down and sort of help me blend in." And
nice.
Anyway, so we're having a few more drinks and about 2 hours goes on and I was getting pretty happy.
Yeah.
And the guy gets up and starts leaving with this girl. I'm like, "Oh, mate, I've got to go. See ya." So I'm walking down the street and, you know, wasn't really thinking that straight.
Yeah.
And I had my phone out and I'm just walking down behind him, filming this guy.
Yeah.
And thinking, like, they're not going to see me because I'm behind him, right? And he's walking along holding the hands with her.
Yeah.
And this little kid walking the other way, he goes, "Hey, that guy's filming you." So I put my phone down and the guy turns around and goes, "Hey, are you filming me?" I said, "No, I was just taking a photo on a tour."
Yeah.
And he just turned me the phone and I said, No.
Yeah. Doesn't sound that bad if you can sit and have drinks for 2 hours and then go, let it go.
Just start doing like a bad German accent. Nein, I am a tourist.
Hey, Gav, we do appreciate you coming on this morning and shedding some light on the PI world. If someone wanted to, so you're a Melbourne private investigator. If someone wanted to hire you, do they just go to your website? What do they do?
Well, yeah, that's right. MelbournePI.com.
Yep.
You know, they just give us a call.
Yep.
And book us in. We don't generally meet with people. Everything's done over the phone these days.
Okay.
So it's not too personal. And and we just get some details, find out the information, and off we go.
That's amazing. Just say, like, there was like two guys, and like they had, I was just wondering how much they would have to spend if they wanted like a particular person followed for a week just to see if she actually eats meat or not, in her day to day life.
Yeah.
Like, if she claims to be a vegetarian, but, you know. We just want to see her on a steak. We want some sweet steak bits.
How much?
Yeah.
Oh, look, you're looking at probably around anywhere, sort of, depending on how many hours, but $1,500 to $2,000 a day.
Okay, yeah, I can probably get her in day one.
I can cut to the chase, and Gav and I don't eat meat.
Well, you say that.
We don't need to do
that.
Gavin's photos beg to differ.
You better be on your best behaviour, because Gavin could be getting a call at some point this year. You'll never know when.
Thanks, Gav.